This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, but here we go. It's hour number five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. And we got our training camp coverage that rolls on here on 105 through the Fan from morning, noon, and night. Get Right's coming up 7 to 11. Our training camp sponsors, Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, Best Buy Windows and Siding, and by Guardian Caps. And it is time now for a proper round tripper brought to you by our friends at Uber Eats. Wolchuk, what kind of baseball goodies do you have?
All right, just hot off the press, Evan Grant, who does an excellent job covering these Rangers from the morning news. He's got some not-so-easy steps for the Rangers to win the AL West, right? Ooh, this is all you need to do, boys.
Okay, this is it.
We can try and accomplish this thing. So step one is beat the Astros, okay? And that's certainly one that, to me, goes without saying. Rangers are going to host the Astros for three games beginning Monday. Last meeting between the teams this season, Rangers have not won any of the last nine home series with the Stros. Remember, even in the postseason, every single game was won by the road team. They got to hold serve at home. Now, one thing that could be a bright light for them in that series is Tyler Mahle could pitch. He could pitch Tuesday or he could pitch Wednesday series finale. Just had another 4 2/3 innings at AAA Round Rock and looked really, really good.
Longest rehab stint I've ever seen.
It's been long. It's been one that's been ramping up. So Rangers have had three consecutive winning home stands. So you put together another against Boston and Houston, gaps trimmed at least by a game for the Stros there. So it's worth noting Seattle is at home next week. Mariners, they're going to be playing them. And then they're going to take on, I believe, Philadelphia. So, hey, you got to keep track of what's going on with Seattle. But the most important business, head-to-head. Head-to-head. So not take care of the Stros. Knock them out of here. Then clean up against bad teams. According to Tankathon, Rangers have the easiest remaining schedule of the West contenders, with a sub-500 composite opponent winning percentage. So they've got 16 remaining games against the White Sox, the A's, and the Angels. Yeah. They play those teams 10 times in a two-week stretch from the end of August to September 8th.
Going to play a bunch of teams as bad as Toronto, you know. We got them made.
And the Astros have a daunting schedule in that stretch. They've got games against the Phillies, the Royals, and Arizona, all of which are in the hunt for the postseason. Seattle's opponents in that time, not as good, but they're playing better teams than the Rangers are. Also, could be a realistic target date to maybe get Jacob DeGrom back into the lineup. A rotation.
I mean, things are lining up. It's just like you just got to be a good team, you know, and if you do that, things are going to fall into place because of how the opportunity still is out there.
Yes, and they finished the season on the road against the A's and Angels. So, again, those are two series that should be able to help you out down the stretch. And then you've got your head-to-heads with Seattle. right? You're going to have to take care of
seven
business
times,
there.
Right?
Yeah, September 12th, 22nd. Rangers play seven home and home, seven games total, home and home with the Mariners. So final week of the season, that's what they're leading into. Two series are going to be sandwiched around AL East opponents. So Toronto's going to be in Arlington. The Yankees will be in Seattle.
If this thing does not come together like I expect it will, we're just going to have to reevaluate everything that we've witnessed over the last 2 years. The outlier is the World Series run. That magical 11-0 stretch on the road was just the single greatest lucky development that we've ever seen in DFW sports. Like, the Mavs winning in 2011 was incredible. To be down 2-1 like that and be on the ropes against the Miami Heat and come back and win that series was incredibly fortunate. They were a massive outlier in an era of super teams. You know, they were one of very few teams that snuck one in there along with the Detroit Pistons in 04.
They did.
You know, but you'd have to say the Rangers, what they accomplished last year would be even much greater than that in the world of unexpected dominance to go on a run, you know, considering how you'd basically be a 500 team other than this incredible World Series run that we got to enjoy in 2023. And damn it, Wilczek, I don't believe it, you know. I don't believe that they're actually a slightly below 500 team.
No, I don't
want to
believe that either.
Miracle World Series run. There's just way too many good players here. So.
Yeah. No and, doubt. I mean, the run they went on at the end of last season, obviously once you get into October, was huge. But there was a large sample size from the entire regular season, save for August. They were really damn good last year.
I think the stat is, like, other than April and May of last year, you've been a 500 team.
Like where they built the 40-20 record?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you start June 1st of 2023 and go until now, it's a below 500 team.
Yeah, that's rough.
You're just hoping for, you know, bounce back, second year removed from championship, Bruce Bochy situation.
Yeah,
I think, and maybe it's World Series hangover or just the exhaustion of it, you know, the difficulty of repeating, but I think Adolis Garcia is hot. So we can talk about everything that needs to happen, but how about Garcia just be the player that he is?
Right. I mean, you've had a lot of underperforming stars.
Yeah.
And that needs to get corrected.
Give me Haim, give me Bombi. We can start patching this thing together.
Speaking of stars, if you missed it, the Angels, and we talked about those matchups with the Rangers. Mike Trout's now done again for the season. Came back, had the meniscus surgery, ends up tearing the other meniscus. Going to have another surgery. So we've talked about that throughout the show. Mike Trout is done for the year. That is a bummer, one of the game's best. Then Rafael Montero, former Texas Ranger, was designated for assignment as the Astros have decided to move on from the elite reliever in his second year. Signed a three-year, $34.5 million deal.
Ouch.
So bye-bye Montero, who's 33 years old, was very good from them a year ago, but not so good this season. And then finally, we did get some news on Major League Baseball's postseason schedule. They've included the flexibility for an earlier start to the World Series if the league championship series finish earlier. So that could prevent a longer layoff for the two pennant winners, which definitely the Rangers have been feeling this year. So World Series slated to start October 25th, could run through a Game 7, which would be November 2nd. But if both championship series are decided within five games, World Series would instead run from October 22nd to the 30th. So
sounds
that's good.
Wonderful.
It's good news.
Yeah, it sounds great. I have a little baseball I could get in here, Wilczek.
Yeah.
We go to the morning news. They have five things to know about Walter Pennington,
acquired
by the Texas Rangers at the MLB trade deadline. Full name, Walter Carlton Pennington. Throwback name, I think, but quite the journey. Colorado School of Mines is where he pitched for four seasons. There's a school of mining in Colorado. That's where he was, out of college, undrafted. But an incredible story says he was walking from the bullpen to the dugout one day at X Stadium, and a scout hollered at him, "Hey, are you interested in signing a professional contract?" Boom, he signed that. And the next thing you know, he's up you know, in the minor leagues and striking people out with his incredible slider.
Man, I hope Walter turns out to be good.
Yes, it would be huge if he can. He's
that's a controllable bullpen asset.
Yes, and, you know, lefty at 26 years old, maybe the chances are slim, but considering what the Rangers need in the bullpen, he might be a guy that gets a look here.
Could absolutely be.
When we get to September.
Around the bases, brought to you by Uber Eats, I would like to pivot and I want to discuss the press conference.
Okay.
So, first off, the feedback we've gotten has been fantastic. I think people really enjoyed this video. I thought all of your performances were great. The questions were outstanding.
How miserable were you at the time doing that? You seemed very miserable.
Yeah, I mean, I was in a lot of pain. A lot of physical pain.
That was his worst day of the week, I would say.
It was a rough one.
You were dragging. Sunburn,
much better now. Much better now.
Hungover.
Dragging
with,
ass.
With a sunburn. And
it's a bad combination. I mean, that's why I did top 10 worst feelings that day. You know, it wasn't very good. Now, this morning, and Eric, you were there in person. Sean loved the video. He played the entire Wolchuk at the podium, the entire presser for the fans. If you haven't heard it, we can maybe play it for you in the entirety, but it's on the fan Instagram page, Twitter. We've got it all out there.
Yeah, because we did on-field fan combine football contest stuff the other day, and Wolchuk refused to participate. So his punishment for that was, okay, then you got to get up at the podium and explain why and answer the hard-hitting questions.
Understandable. Now, Sean had Coach McCarthy on in the morning show. He's going to be with them every single week, and usually that's a fantastic interview. But I think Sean bleeped up here.
You almost said it.
I think the I didn't though, Brian. I didn't.
No. You did a good job. I thought we were going to have to dump that.
Bleeped up.
Yeah.
He bleeped up. I think the setup here made Coach think that I was trying to do my Mike McCarthy impression. In reality, I'm doing me. Like, I'm not trying to be Mike in any way. I could never do that. So I think the setup made Coach a little bit upset with how this went. You guys listen to me. Listen to this. Okay. Tell me if Sean bleeped this up.
Last year, Dak gave our afternoon show, the G-Bag Nation, some great PR lessons. So we have a member of G-Bag trying to emulate you at the podium.
Oh, mm.
Okay. Well, this isn't like copycatting, but just kind of like the PR tricks of the trade.
Absolutely.
We had a fan combine the other day with some punting, and, you know, you run, pass, and punt and kick contest. Choppy won the throwing contest.
I did win that one.
52 yards.
That was 52 yards. I expected to win. I walked in knowing I was going to win that
definitely.
One.
I mean, I would think you guys would be throwing all checkdowns, but that's impressive.
We had someone who did not fully participate, and he got grilled by members of our staff out here at your podium, and we just wanted to see how you think he handled it from the G-Bag Nation. This is Zach Wolchuk. Hit it. For Coach.
There's been a lot of questions as to why I won't be participating in today's station workout. But you know what? I don't have a lot to say about it. I've just been talking with my team. This is the best decision to make in order for myself and those around me and my family, really for health reasons. And I think that whatever questions you guys are going to have, I don't really give a damn, but fire away.
Did the bosses at the station know you were as big of a as you are when they signed you?
The P word's been floating around quite a bit, and I'm not going to really comment on that right now. But that's something that I'm going to have to look and reflect on internally. I'm not saying that it's incorrect, but I just don't really appreciate the question to begin with.
Are you all in on being out of shape this season?
I think it's pretty clear that I'm all in on that. I dropped 80 pounds. I put about 40 of it back. So I think that's one thing. You know, I know there's a question about weight. I can certainly lose it, but I can certainly pack it back on. So I think that either way, I can fit a variety of different schemes.
Rumor has it you didn't take the drug test that they asked you to take.
I didn't, because I think that's part of the NIL deal. If somebody wants me to urinate in a cup, I better be getting paid for it.
Did you clog up that toilet?
I can't confirm or deny that, but I was the last one in it. Any other questions? You know, go f*** yourselves.
There it is, Coach. Yeah. How do you think you did?
Yeah, good filibusters.
There you go.
Didn't say a whole lot, but no.
That's the key, right? A lot of words was saying nothing.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's hard to fake when you get up there that, you know, you're there because you have to be there.
Now, it's possible. Maybe Coach wouldn't have cared anyway. But I think those there were a little bit concerned that maybe he did think it was...
On the setup there, Sean's like, hey, he's doing his Mike McCarthy impersonation at the podium. And then he's like, and then he clarified, he's like, well, not copycat, but I can understand McCarthy's viewing this thinking that you're doing an impression of him, and you're talking about gaining a bunch of weight and losing weight and versatility there and drug tests.
I kind of felt like he took it okay. I think he, the way he responded.
Yeah, he just wasn't overly moved by it, perhaps. You know? I mean, and comedy is like beauty. It's all about the eye of the beholder.
Coach has had some good moments with those guys of having some fun.
He's had some good ones.
I mean, he always gets on Clarence and Archer and those guys and stuff like that and these things. So I think it was
maybe not sure what to say would be the only thing I detected. But I think, first of all, it was a great bit by you. Outstanding execution of it.
Yes.
And I think Mike generally enjoyed it. You know, I don't think he was annoyed at all.
940 was not trying to do a McCarthy there.
No.
That's how that went.
You were just doing your own presser as a guy who was decided to not participate.
I was miserable.
Yeah. You were hungover, sunburned, a lot of things going on there.
It was fun. I enjoyed it. I thought you guys had some excellent questions.
How did it feel to be at the podium like that? I feel like that's a special...
Pretty surreal experience.
It's a special place
Honestly,
in real estate.
Felt very powerful. Really did. I was like, I can cut any single one of you right now. Let's go. Yeah.
I feel like I should hold a press conference about what's currently brewing in my stomach.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm kind of been on edge throughout today's show, so I need to apologize for
that. Is this the fiber thins again?
Well, it is fiber thin related.
Wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute. It's those bad... I told you shouldn't have eaten those peanut butter cracker things is your death today.
Well, it might have contributed. It might not have helped. But long story short, went home for the weekend for the birthday. I noticed in the pantry somebody had procured a bag of those powdered donuts that I like. Okay? And I tore into them. Right? I probably ate all but two of them in my 36 hours there. And I know that can ravage my stomach, right? But I also had on Sunday morning, little Remy wakes up and says, can we go to the donut shop? I said, absolutely we can. So I had probably two blueberry cake donuts.
Did you throw her the keys?
Probably three glazed donuts and a little bag of donut holes. Right?
That's pretty damn impressive, dude.
Yeah. I returned to training camp on Monday knowing I was on an uphill battle when it came in the fiber department for myself as I started a new week.
Yeah.
Tuesday, I thought, things were going to clear up pretty good, end up clogging up the hotel bathroom toilet, which is another difficult thing, because how do you even approach the housekeeping crew with that, right? Like, hey, do you have a plunger you could drop off at my room?
I'm guessing you let this thing ride.
So, I should have gone up to Target, okay? And I thought I would eventually when I felt nature calling, but nature has not called, okay?
Since Tuesday?
Since Tuesday.
What?
While I've eaten probably two ice cream sandwiches, a pepperoni pizza.
You are back the hell up.
A hell of a chicken teriyaki bowl the other night.
No.
A bacon cheeseburger.
Dude. Yeah. So that's how you know you're getting old, right? When you have a Sunday decision that is still affecting you on Thursday.
I can tell in the stomachache department, things are bad. But now, the fiber thins, I've doubled up on the fiber thins starting Tuesday night
Wait a minute. Did we get the commode unplugged?
No, the toilet is still plugged.
Wait, so your toilet is stuffed, and you are backed up.
Okay.
What's the smell
factor? I think you and
the
smell factor is zero. Otherwise, I would have taken care of it.
You and your toilet both just
never. What? There's lying going on. There's
Stop
no
it.
Way
you
the
can
smell
come check for yourself. Everything
not
got
checking
everything
that.
Got through.
Nuts?
Yeah, Brian will go arm deep in there and unclog it for you.
It was clogged by excess toilet paper. Okay, that's what's causing the clogging.
What? That toilet paper's so damn thin. You must use it a lot.
Yes, I told you it was a bad scene. It was a bad situation.
Just jump in the shower.
That's why you want to have the ghost poo as much as you can.
I was hoping it would happen today because there were no fans here. I was like, today would be the perfect day to have to use that porta potty setup. Like Woolchuck had happened to him like Monday night or whatever.
It was an emergency. It was not a good situation.
So now I'm thinking this could get violent at any time. I might have the kind of pains that leave you incapacitated, unable to walk.
Yeah,
when the floodgates open, it's going to be disastrous.
You know what's going to happen as soon as you board that plane tomorrow night? It's gonna be rumbling.
Yes.
And you're going to just be in that.
I'm fingers crossed.
I kind of hope he has to go in the LAX bathroom area.
Oh no,
that wouldn't be bad because they have the family restrooms that you can hit up.
Oh, okay. that's
he scouted them out.
I'm telling you what, at a stadium. Get the family bathroom thing. It's clean, and they have a door lock.
You know what I think is I just need an old-school heater and a pot of black coffee to take care of this.
I was going to say, dude, do we need to go get you? Let's go get you some Reds. We'll have this problem handled by the time the sun goes down.
Gosh. Okay, we got a sports hodgepodge coming up next, though, Chief. What's in store?
All right, we got some Cowboys nuggets for you here from Oxnard, and we address the big Olympic story of the day next.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Here in the nation.
Welcome back. It is the G-Back Nation here on 105.3. The Fan segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. Get Right's coming up at 7 o'clock. We'll cross with them here coming up at about 6:45. And tonight's configuration, Reggie and C.A.
All there you right. go.
Here's the chief of the sports hodgepodge.
All right. We start with a couple of Cowboys nuggets here, the first of which, after the Sam Williams injury, the Cowboys were looking to add some edge help, and they have found it in the form of Alquan Muhammad and also Shaka Tony. So these are two edge rushers that the Cowboys have brought in for a workout. They passed the test, and now they will be officially members of this training camp roster. We'll see what they can do in terms of making the team. But I saw Nick Harris point out that Alquan Muhammad still has one game to serve of a six-game suspension that he was dealt in December
okay.
of last year.
You're right.
Year.
There you go, Wooly.
So there was one. Yeah, I think his was PEDs.
His was PEDs.
Okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
he's got one more game that he – so he won't be available.
Ooh, I like that.
He won't be available for
if he makes
the
team.
If he makes,
if he
team.
Makes it, sure.
Yeah. Okay.
And it might actually give him a chance to at least stick around for one extra week. I think didn't we have who was the running back last year that they brought
oh,
in?
Oh, Ronald Jones.
Yeah, Ronald Jones.
Rojo.
Yeah. They had no intention
That's right.
really. Of,
he got the two game
but
suspension.
He had the two game suspension, so we got to hang around a little bit longer, and then he was gone. Ski. So that's the update on Muhammad there. He will okay. not be available for week one.
Okay.
And then also, we've done plenty of Mazi talk, and he's been generally underwhelming out here. But Clarence Hill was talking with Mike Zimmer, and Zimmer's doing the thing where they're trying to keep his confidence up. And Zimmer is saying that we shouldn't be listening to the training camp reports.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he likes what he has seen from Mazi Smith so far. Is Good. That the tactic of a coach who's trying to keep the confidence up of a guy that they're having to depend on, and they know that based on his first-round pick status, you're not just beating this guy down and cutting him. He's going to be here, so let's try and help him get the best out of him. Is that what that is?
Yeah, I, you know what I need to do, though, is I continue on. I know you guys are heading on home, and I'm going to miss you guys for that. But it's now my responsibility to go out there and watch Mozzie Smith practice every day. Every day they have a full padded practice. I need to grade Mozzie Smith. And, you know, Mike Zimmer's one of my dear friends. And, you know, I trust Mike, what he's saying, what he's seeing and all that. Yeah, maybe he's trying to pump him up. I see Jeff Zagina coaching him up, coaching him hard. So, yeah, let's see about hand placement. Let's see about feet. Let's see about power. And, you know, if we're not getting the training camp reports right, well, let's do our best to get them right. And that's now the mission that we all get to do while we're still here.
You know what I'd like to hear in these coach speak answers is them saying he's the hardest working guy out here. You know, when you hear that kind of stuff, then I think these project potential busts have a great chance. But I haven't heard it yet.
You know, we did hear that from Mike McCarthy this morning with Sean and RJ. He did allude to that a little bit with Trey Lance, and it feels like a similar situation where they're trying to not tear a guy down, that they're still trying to get to reach his ceiling. And so he had some good things to say about Trey Lance today, did Mike McCarthy, but that's another guy who's been mostly underwhelming out here to this point.
Training camp will expose players cut themselves. They don't, you know, we talk about coaches and all that and what they do in front office, scouts, evaluators. Players cut themselves. They either do the job or they don't do the job. Now, there'll be guys that might be first-round picks and when you keep them around and all that, but you can't hide from that out here. You can't hide from opportunities where you're going one-on-one, where you're going 9-on-7, where you're going team period, you know, where they're running the ball on the goal line and you and another guy are getting washed out of a play and the ball's going up inside. That's not good technique, Mozzie. You got to be able to, like, throw that guy aside, make a play at the point of attack. You know, those are things now that we need to really keep an eye on here. Is he playing well with his hands? Because I know one thing, Jeff Zagina is on him every day about his hand placement.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. Like, you need to maybe get out here early. And I'll say this. Mozzie Smith is the first defensive lineman out here early every day. I see him from where I stand. I get over there. He's the first one. He stretches by himself over on the side. So now, you know, Mike Zimmer has clearly not, if Mozzie Smith is not in the sights now for all of us, he now is really in the sights. Because I'm thinking to myself, okay, what am I missing here? What am I not evaluating correctly here about this particular player?
Well, I tell you, one of the things that has been most eye-opening and just fun to consume out here at camp is the Mike Zimmer defense and the way he's implementing it and the disguising and the blitzing and the confusing and moving dudes around.
Yeah.
It's been really, really fun. And you got
to
think,
I'd like to watch Al Harris coaching too this second year.
Al Harris, yeah. I mean, the attention to detail there is, it's so much fun.
And I mentioned Zagina at the defensive line. He's a different cat. Very 1970s, the way he coaches.
He's old school. Go back and run it again.
Yeah, he's a very old school guy.
There's definitely a toughness factor when you start looking at the defensive side and
the coaches.
A little
crazy factor there.
A little bit crazy.
Yeah.
Guys have a little bit of fear. I mean, when we talked exclusively with Mike Zimmer the other day after practice, he was like, yeah, man, like these guys, I haven't really had to completely embarrass and undress somebody with my anger, because he felt like sort of his reputation preceded him coming in, and everybody's a little bit more on high alert. Okay, this is the guy we're dealing with. Okay, you definitely want to be buttoned up. You want to be a little bit more disciplined here, because this is a guy that's going to let you know. And you can see it, the defense. I would have expected to probably see a considerable more amount of busts defensively this early in camp. New disguises and all these different things you're asking of the players, and I haven't seen a ton of, oh my gosh, these guys
you didn't get enough of them against Green Bay?
yeah, especially after the last time we saw them, you would expect to see more of that, but they've been on the same page, and it feels like they're just scratching the surface there. So love what I'm seeing from Mike Zimmer and the way he's dialing it up. Only 35 more days, folks, 35 more days to the start of the NFL season, 24 days to the start of college football.
Wow.
It's here. It's there.
Dude.
It's everywhere.
Seeing, like, Roy the warm-ups Kent. Right now with, like, the Bears getting ready to play the Texans tonight, Hall of Fame game. It's pretty nice.
You get that tingle?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen,
body?
Like, Caleb Williams out there. He's not going to play, but he's doing warm-ups. It's just fun to be able to see these guys out there on a football field again.
Speaking of college football as well, did you guys see what Prime Time is implementing in Colorado with the practice jerseys. I don't know exactly why this is a thing, but apparently
cut off t-shirts.
No, it's just they're putting the
tearaways.
They're putting their
mesh ones.
Tearaways.
The players have the social media handles on the back of their jerseys instead of just their last name.
At Broadus?
Yes. It would be whatever your Twitter name
at
is.
At Brian Broadus, yeah.
Or whatever your social media outlet of choice is. Maybe it's your TikTok on the back of your jersey. I think you're
getting so many plays. They're like, hey, let's help you blow up on social.
Yeah.
You know?
This makes you practice harder?
That's just a plug for your social so you can win. You know, you're part of the program now. Your followers are going to go up because people are going to see your handle on the shows.
We had t-shirts at DallasCowboys.com when I first started here with that. And then we had it said DallasCowboys.com on the front. And then our back was our at.
Your handle.
Brian Broadus. Yeah, on the backs of our shirts.
I think it's probably not a big thing, but, you know, maybe it's part of your
brand.
Your pitching. Recruits in the transfer window, like we're gonna, you know, try to make your social media as big as possible.
I don't think nobody's embraced the branding more than the Colorado Buffaloes, with their team
for sure.
Yeah,
and that Buffalo tongue you were talking about earlier.
It's hard to talk with a Buffalo tongue.
All right, tough things to talk about. The big story in the Olympics today. I don't want to get too controversial with this, but of course, I'm talking about the U.S. Rowing men's team that won its first four gold medal in 64 years.
Wow.
This is pretty exciting stuff. Long 64 years, Team USA Rowing won the gold in the Coxless Men's Four.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Somehow.
I'm out on this sport, bro.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Somehow.
Coxless. Is that the guy that yells?
You don't want to row crew?
Is that the – who's the yeller? The guy that counts out.
That's the coxswain.
That's the coxswain, right?
Yes, but this was the coxless.
Coxless, so there's no yeller. Right. There's no Jeff Zagina on the front
that was
of the
women's division.
Yeah. That's for some of them.
Sorry.
This is, apparently, I mean, despite U.S. rowing consistently being among the best run programs in the world of rowing, Team USA had not won a gold medal in the men's four.
We're taking money away from rifle ring or shooting.
Yeah.
So we're letting guys off the street beat us in that.
Not since the Rome Olympic Games in 1960.
I was with 64.
Yeah.
64 was Tokyo, I believe.
So congratulations to the USA Rowing Coxless Men's Four Squad, man, bringing home that gold. Very
that's
exciting.
Special time for
Coxless,
them.
Man.
Perhaps I was being facetious with the controversy of the day when it comes to the Olympics, but we'll go ahead and jump into that now. They have nicknamed LeBron James Captain LaMerica.
Do we like that? No.
Wow.
No. Add it to the list, man. King James, LBJ, The Chosen One, Bron, The Little Emperor, The Akron Hammer, L Train, Benjamin Buckets, and now Captain LaMerica.
It's a
pretty damn cool nickname, not going to lie.
You're into
cool.
it?
I think okay. it, like, I, cool. like, I think it, I think it's cool.
Right on.
Now, I'm sure some people are actually frustrated by anointing that to LeBron, but just
Captain
in terms of
LaMerica.
Playing on words, I think it's actually a pretty cool nickname. If I'm LeBron, I'm embracing this.
Did he give that himself, his own?
I'm lembracing this. Yeah.
My only thought
No,
here,
I don't know if he gave it to himself.
No, I'm even older than LeBron, but I just know that for him, as a man around 40, you kind of got to be aware that you might have your finger on the pulse of what's cool. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So you're coming up with new nicknames. You're trying to spin phrases. Like, I don't know. And LeBron has never been, like, the coolest guy to me. He was an awesome player, but it's always been kind of corny, you know? Some of his bits, some of his shtick. And I don't know. I'm kind of wondering, like, you know, is this a sign that he's kind of entering the boomer phase of his career?
I mean,
this is going to be his last Olympic run.
If this was
probably.
Self-anointed...
Yes.
If this was self-anointed, 100%.
Okay.
But I believe this is just the internet at work
okay.
here.
Okay, it's the internet working then. So they would know.
They would know.
Again, yeah.
The internet knows.
Yeah.
All right, and finally, we have the 46-second boxing match that took place between a couple of what were described as female Olympians.
No, this is not good.
This is an Italian lady versus an Algerian again, what is a lady to some extent. This is a pretty crazy story here. Because we all woke up this morning and found out that there was what a lot of people were
amounting to just being a dude fighting a girl in a boxing match in the Olympics, and it lasted 46 seconds because
she fractured her skull, didn't she?
I don't know if she fractured her skull, but the Italian girl in 46 seconds gets popped in the face a couple of times by what is said to be a man. Now, doing some research on this, this is a weird one. This isn't a full-fledged, like, Leah Thomas swimmer. Remember the dude swimmer mm-hmm. who was trying to become a girl, mm-hmm. and so he was swimming and competing against girls and
yes.
winning.
Ivy
and
League,
ridiculous.
Right?
Ridiculous. Yeah, I don't even remember what league it was. This is...
Ivy.
This is an Algerian, Imane Khalif.
What?
That's the Algerian...
Imane Khalif?
No, Imane.
Imani.
What? Imani? Yeah.
Iman.
That's just the name of the person.
Iman.
Amen.
Imane.
People were alleging that this was a full-fledged trans situation. A dude who wants to be a girl and is competing against girls. In boxing, combat sport, can't be having that. Well, apparently, this person is not trans. According to the IOC, her passport lists her as a female. And she, however, was disqualified from the 2023 Women's World Championships because tests showed she had XY chromosomes, which is possible for what they call a cis woman with certain conditions. Hmm. So this person made it to the quarterfinals in the 2020 Olympics. She was defeated by another girl, and she has been boxing on the international circuit for some years. And it never really gained much attention. But apparently, the International Boxing Association had disqualified this cis woman from competing in the World Boxing Championships in 2023 because she had tested... It wasn't a full-on testosterone test, but it was some type of separate recognized test done by the International Boxing Association that found this person to have more testosterone in their body than what they deemed to be, like, hey,
you're an average female.
An average female. Thank you, Walchuk. Yes. Yeah. So, I don't know. It's like an XY chromosome thing. This person was born, like, very, 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 very rare of a where you're kind of
just
like
happens to be a boxer though, right?
In between. Yes. And then now this person is doing combat sports. And again, the International Boxing Association wouldn't let this person compete against other females because they didn't feel like it was fair. And so now people are questioning, why did the Olympics allow this person to fight a female? And again, the female that she fought was an Italian girl who, after 46 seconds of being punched in the face by this other person, was like, I've never been hit this hard before. I cannot even do it. And boom, she lost in 46 seconds. So that is the craziness of the day. And I think it's fair to wonder, man, hey, why is the Olympics allowing this person to fight against females when the International Boxing Association felt like it was inappropriate to have this person fighting against females? Just not fair.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I mean, I guess the Boxing Association's been stripped of its recognition since then. So the IOC is saying that they basically, their decision to disqualify the boxers in 2023 was done without any due process. So they think that their decision was basically
incorrect. Well, just give her the gold medal and move on so nobody else gets hurt.
Yeah.
If that's the case, just go ahead and play her country's song and give her the medal and everybody, and then whoever like didn't get knocked out in 46 seconds gets the other medals. You know, I don't want to see somebody, and again, it's rare.
Yeah.
But if people are going to get hurt,
Yeah, you can't have that.
You can't have
that.
Yeah.
The fighter moves in a very male way, by the way.
Looks like a dude.
You can be like, oh, yes.
Kind of lumbery?
No, very quick and smooth. More Mayweather-y. Towering over the Italian girl.
Just give the medal and let's move on.
Yeah, or just don't let that person compete.
If the Olympic Committee's not going to do anything about it, they might as I'd forfeit. I just if I had to fight I think I would forfeit.
It's got to be a safety thing as well.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to get hurt.
If you get hurt, I think you would have a lawsuit on your hands.
I thought there was some.
Yeah, this is assault. Skull got fractured or something.
Yeah. All right, we got to go. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Cowboys training camp, and our coverage is continuing for one more day tomorrow. We'll all be heading back home, but Brian's going to stay for the entire camp, and we'll continue to do the shows and give us insider reports. Well, thank you very much, Alec Medford, in for Lucius Alexander, who will be back with us on Monday. It is time now to chat with the Get Right here in tonight's configuration. Reggie and CA. Gentlemen, good evening.
What's happening, fellas?
Hey.
We're just taking it all in. How the heck you guys doing?
Doing good.
Well. Yeah.
Hey, Gavin, I got a pro tip for you.
What's up?
I'm going to help you out, man. This is what you need. Get you some apple cider vinegar.
Oops. Yep.
And if you get fish oil tablets or krill tablets, it's the same thing, omega-3.
Okay.
If you just do that every morning, you will have no issues with moving of the bowels. And
okay.
I'm not talking about Simone.
All right. Well, I appreciate the advice. I think, if we go any farther down this path, I might just have to take a stroll over there to the probably the pharmacy, little CVS action.
Yeah, seriously. But apple cider vinegar, just take a shot of it.
Okay. All right. That's what keeps you so slim,
isn't it, Chris?
Is that your fat burner thing? It's scrambled eggs, cheat code, yeah.
What's coming up on the show tonight, gentlemen?
I appreciate you asking. At 8 p.m., we'll talk to our guy, our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt, live from Oxnard, get a little bit of a feel for what he's seeing out there. Yeah. We're taking chances out here.
Yeah, and who's working the board tonight? Because that could be a dump button situation there.
Yeah, we got young Kevin Walker on the board. And so,
all right, Kevin, be on the guard. Here we go.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
You never 100%. Know.
Somebody said 7 shots in under 45 minutes last night.
Easy.
From Mr. Belt. As Wolchuk called him a P-word, and Bobby decided to make him eat those words.
It's pretty damn impressive. It really was.
You know, take that, Wolchuk.
Bobby's my guy, but I figured out who he is. Yesterday I went to the Deadpool Wolverine movie.
Yeah.
Bobby's got a lot of Deadpool in him. He,
ADHD?
Yes. Deadpool will say the craziest things out of nowhere, and that's Bobby Belt. Yeah. And it'll like, he's smart. He knows all these knowledgeable things, but they come out of nowhere.
Yes. Non sequiturs.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Olympic moment so far or of the day?
For me, look, I'm going to make this really easy. It's going to be Simone Biles putting up a fantastic floor routine to clinch the all-around gold. Kind of a little bit of a comeback moment in a way as well. And that actually leads into like our 720 segment, which is what's your I'm watching greatness moment? Because I think I had a little bit of that when I stopped and I was like, oh, wow, no, you got to appreciate what's happening here. As I'm pretty sure she's won all around for the last 13 years. She hasn't lost an all around competition that she's been in for 13 years.
Yeah, it's an amazing feat she's on. And this is including the fact that, remember, 4 years ago she had the twisties and she couldn't do it in Japan. I mean, imagine if she didn't get the twisties where... You know, I guess the gymnast will get dizzy in the middle of a routine and you could get hurt. But what if she had not gotten those? Imagine the gold that she would have already.
Yeah.
Imagine what she'd have now.
Just to be clear, I did say in 13 years, since 2013 is what I meant. But I mean, even then, still 11 years there.
Do you think she could do it again in 4 years?
That's what I was going to ask. If she would have not got the twisties, do you think we would have seen a retirement? Would she even have been in this Olympics?
I think she's still going. She's never hinted like Serena that, you know, this might be my last lap or something.
Sure.
She just does what she does.
Do you guys agree with KD that she could catch a lob and flush it?
This is the tough part about it is I know that she ends up getting 12 feet off the ground with some of those aerial, things, but she usually gets the run up and all the flips and stuff. I do think that she could, but I do wonder what it would look like. Like, I don't know that she could do it in the course of a game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, somebody might knock
her
down.
If she started, if, like, it was the fast break, say she had Jokic.
Oh, yeah.
Jokic gets the ball on a rebound, and she starts at midcourt and starts running.
Yep.
Boom. And then she just boom, boom, flip.
Yep.
And then Jokic throws one of his long passes.
Outlet.
Yeah, outlet passes. And, like, I think he's accurate enough to give it to her, and boom.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what?
You put her in the All-Star game, CA. That's what you do. Okay.
Yeah, put her in the All-Star game for sure. Now, she would have to do two-hand dunks because I can't see her grabbing it with one
hand. Yeah. I would love to see that. A 4'8 girl doing a two-handed flush.
Is she really that small?
She's 4'8 and she reaches 12 feet into the sky, dude. Talent. I'm telling you, it'd be the coolest looking dunk you've ever
seen. I've seen her do that pipe position thing and all that, but
she's like backflipping her way into 10 feet in the sky, and then boom, she catches it and dunks.
She generates a lot of speed, man. Yeah.
She counts as 4 points.
She got a burst.
I'd vote for that.
She could probably dunk herself if we're being honest. think about it.
5 points.
Yeah, that's a 5-pointer.
All righty, gentlemen. Have a great show.
Appreciate you, fellas.
Enjoy your evening. Mm-hmm. Here comes the Get Right. Thanks so much to Alec Medford, who has been in the Pimp Cup here the last 5 hours. Flawless radio producing, engineering, and hosting. Thanks to Carter Freeman coordinating your video, Woolchuck and Schiafalo, Ruben Portillo, Brian Broadus. I'm Gavin Dawson. Until tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the nation. Salute. Well, thank you very much, Alec Medford, in for Lucius Alexander, who will be back with us on Monday. It is time now to chat with the Get Right here in tonight's configuration. Reggie and CA. Gentlemen, good evening.
What's happening, fellas?
Hey.
We're just taking it all in. How the heck you guys doing?
Doing good.
Well. Yeah.
Hey, Gavin, I got a pro tip for you.
What's up?
I'm going to help you out, man.
Uh-oh.
This is what you need. Get you some apple cider vinegar.
Oops. Yeah.
And if you get fish oil tablets or krill tablets, it's the same thing. Omega-3.
Okay.
If you just do that every morning, you will have no issues with moving of the bowels. And
okay.
I'm not talking about Simone.
All right. Well, I appreciate the advice. I think, if we go any farther down this path, I might just have to take a stroll over there to the pharmacy, little CVS action.
Yeah, seriously. But apple cider vinegar, just take a shot glass, take a shot of it in the morning.
All right. I'll
take
your word for it.
That's what keeps you so slim, isn't it, Chris?
It
is
really
that
is
your fat burner thing?
It's scrambled eggs, cheat code, yeah.
What's coming up on the show tonight, gentlemen?
I appreciate you asking. At 8 p.m., we'll talk to our guy, our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt, live from Oxnard, get a little bit of a feel for what he's seeing out there. Yeah. We're taking chances out here.
Yeah, and who's working the board tonight? Because that could be a dump button situation there.
Yeah, we got young Kevin Walker on the board. And so,
all right, Kevin, be on the guard. Here we go.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
You never 100%. Know.
Somebody said 7 shots in under 45 minutes last night.
Easy.
From Mr. Belt. As Woolchuck called him a P word, and Bobby decided to make him eat those words.
It's pretty damn impressive.
Way.
It really was.
You know,
take that, Woolchuck.
Bobby's my guy, but I figured out who he is. Yesterday I went to the Deadpool Wolverine movie.
Yeah.
Bobby's got a lot of Deadpool in him. He, ADHD, what is it?
ADHD?
Yes. Deadpool will say the craziest things out of nowhere, and that's Bobby Belt.
Yeah.
And it'll like, cool. He's smart. He knows all these knowledgeable things, but they come out of nowhere.
Yes. Non sequiturs.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Olympic moment so far or of the day?
For me, look, I'm going to make this really easy. It's going to be Simone Biles putting up a fantastic floor routine to clinch the all-around gold, kind of a little bit of a comeback moment in a way as well. And that actually leads into like our 720 segment, which is what's your I'm watching greatness moment? Because I think I had a little bit of that when I stopped and I was like, oh, wow, you got to appreciate what's happening here. As I'm pretty sure she's won all around for the last 13 years. She hasn't lost an all around competition that she's been in for 13 years.
Yeah, it's an amazing feat she's on. And this is including the fact that remember 4 years ago she had the twisties and she couldn't do it in Japan. I mean, imagine if she didn't get the twisties where... You know, I guess the gymnast will get dizzy in the middle of a routine and you could get hurt. But what if she had not gotten those? Imagine the gold that she would have already.
Yeah.
Imagine what she'd have now.
Just to be clear, I did say in 13 years, since 2013 is what I meant. But, I mean, even then, still, 11 years there.
Do you think she could do it again in 4 years?
That's what I was going to ask. If she would have not got the twisties, do you think we would have seen a retirement? Would she even have been in this Olympics?
I think she's still going. She's never hinted like Serena that, you know, this might be my last lap or something.
Sure.
She just does what she does.
Do you guys agree with KD that she could catch a lob and flush it?
This is the tough part about it is I know that she ends up getting 12 feet off the ground with some of those aerial things, but she usually gets the run up and all the flips and stuff. I do think that she could, but I do wonder what it would look like. Like, I don't know that she could do it in the course of a game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, somebody might knock
if
her down.
If she started, if, like, it was the fast break, say Jokic.
Oh, yeah.
She, Jokic gets the ball on a rebound, and she starts at midcourt and starts running. And then she just boom, boom, flip. And then Jokic throws one of his long passes.
Outlet
passes, and, like, I think he's accurate enough to give it to her, and boom.
Yeah,
you know what?
You put her in the All-Star game, CA. That's what you do.
Yeah, put her in the All-Star game for sure. Now, she would have to do two-hand dunks because I can't see her grabbing it with one
hand.
I would love to see that. I mean, a 4'8 girl doing a two-handed flush.
Is she really that small?
She's really that small.
She's 4'8 and she reaches 12 feet into the sky, dude. I'm telling you, it'd be the coolest looking dunk you've
ever seen.
I've seen
her do that tight position thing and all that, but
she's like backflipping her way into 10 feet in the sky, and then boom, she catches it and dunks.
She generates a lot of speed, man.
She counts as 4 points.
She got a burst.
I'd vote for that.
She could probably dunk herself if we're being honest. think about it.
Five points.
Yeah, that's a five-pointer.
All righty, gentlemen. Have a great show.
Appreciate you, fellas.
Enjoy your evening. Mm-hmm. Here comes the Get Ride. Thanks so much to Alec Medford, who has been in the Pimp Cup the last 5 hours. Flawless radio producing, engineering, and hosting. Thanks to Carter Freeman coordinating your video, Woolchuck and Schiafalo, Ruben Portillo, Brian Broaddus. I'm Gavin Dawson. Until tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the nation. Salute.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.